Here's a question. What's round on the ends, high in the middle, and can't possibly sit through one more political ad from either candidate? The answer, Ohio and Brian Unger's grandmother. She's not here, but on Mondays, Brian Unger is. He's a born and raised Buckeye, and here is today's Unger Report.
Alex, in Ohio, both Republicans and Democrats have enlisted thousands of poll watchers for the purpose of challenging the eligibility of voters and protecting legitimate voters on Election Day, so they say. Now, born in Dayton, reared on the Franklin-Licking County line, and schooled in Athens, Ohio, I can tell you with confidence that the quickest way to have your skull pummeled and a fist shoved down your throat is to say to another Ohioan, "Hey, I don't think you're qualified to vote. You mind stepping out of line?" Now, to the poll watcher hired for $100 to challenge an Ohio voter, here's a tip. Recall the determination of an Ohio State lineman pushing through a Michigan defense in a Rose Bowl game. Wear a really strong cup and challenge away. Here's how it works. State law says a challenger must show reasonable justification for doubting a voter's qualifications before asking a poll worker to question that voter. These challenges can be made on several grounds. The first of which is this: is the voter a citizen? Racial profiling. It's not just for our nation's highways and airports anymore. Now we can pull people over at the polls for looking like a West Virginian, or worse, furrin. Now, since Ohio law allows someone to challenge your vote because you look foreign, a word to the wise, voters, leave your babushka at home. Don't park your llama in handicap parking. And above all, don't eat a cabbage roll while waiting in line. Challenges at the voting booth in Ohio can also be made if a voter doesn't appear 18 years old. While it is sometimes flattering to be mistaken for a minor at, say, a bar, not so fun at the polls, because in the end, there's no beer or making out with a stranger. Another legal and reasonable way to challenge a voter in Ohio is if a challenger suspects a voter has not lived in the state for the previous 30 days. But how can a challenger be certain someone's a vagabond in a land where the mobile home is king? Or be certain someone's a resident other than by the Cincinnati chili stains on his shirt? You know, this challenging of voters' qualifications is a slippery, slippery slope. What if it moves beyond Ohio's borders? Before you know it, we'll be challenging Ben Affleck to prove he's an actor before he does another movie. If we're going to challenge votes even before they're cast, let's make it a game like Scrabble. If a challenger challenges a voter's qualifications and he's wrong, the challenger loses their turn to vote. Let's raise the stakes. Let's get Pepsi involved. Come on, America. Brace yourself for the Great Ohio Pepsi Voter Challenge. And that's today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
Revisit the glorious days of Brian's earlier Unger Reports and listen to anything else we've broadcast. It's all archived at our website, npr.org.